This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sivasodhi. Hidradenitis suppurativa, as it's called. I'm going to refer to it as HS from now on because it's a bit of a mouthful. It's a painful, chronic, inflammatory skin disease estimated to impact 1% of the adult population worldwide. You know what? Karl Marx suffered from this condition, which can cause severe psychological effects. And after all, the skin is an organ of communication, and a lot of people struggle coping with pain and embarrassment. We have dermatologist Dr. Kartini Farah Rahim. She's here to shed some light on this disease and the establishment of the first HS patient support group here in Malaysia. Welcome, Dr. Kartini. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Mia.
Dr. Kartini, there's some misconceptions. I mean, they say that HS or hidradenitis suppurativa is as common as psoriasis. I mean, is that really the case?
Well, hidradenitis suppurativa is not that common. The problem is there is no disease prevalence done in Malaysia yet. The reason is that the disease awareness among the general public and the health professionals in Malaysia is very poor. Mm-hmm. So the patients with HS do not turn up in our dermatology clinics. Estimates of global prevalence range between 0.05% to 4% of the population. For example, two European studies have reported a prevalence of 1%, and a large study done by a Danish group found high prevalence of 4% in their population. So the reason for the wide range of prevalence is because the studies which provide the prevalence estimation have been performed under different settings, so for example, hospitals versus population base, and in different time periods. So, nevertheless, there is a widespread agreement that the prevalence is, yes, in between 0.05% to 1%.
But is it as common as psoriasis?
It's not as common. It is not as common, but it is still 1% of population is huge. It's still huge.
It is huge.
Yeah.
What about the prevalence in Malaysia?
That's why I'm saying we don't have that statistics yet.
Okay.
Because patients just do not come forward to see dermatologists and doctors.
It's a mouthful pronouncing this, but it's what? Inflamed sweat glands and clogging of your hair follicles? Is that what it really is? How would you explain it?
Okay, right. It is a mouthful, hidradenitis suppurativa. It is a chronic, inflammatory, recurrent skin disease that prevents as painful, deep-seated, acne-like lesions. So if you think about acne, like papules, pustules, but that's what we call it as a doctor. But this type of lesions are deeper. And it occurs at the skin flexures, okay, especially at the armpits, at the groin, the buttocks, and under the breasts. They can start as small pimples. You can have one or two, and eventually they can become larger, and there are multiple of them. These abscesses are painful and occasionally rupture. And when they rupture, they leak thick blood-stained pus that can be constantly discharging. And because of the foul odor, the patient become very embarrassed and do not want to seek help, and they just feel depressed.
Do we know what causes it?
The cause of hidradenitis, there's a few. It's quite complex, okay, but I'll try and simplify it. HS, or hidradenitis suppurativa, starts with a weak hair follicle. So let me explain to you what is hair follicle. Hair follicle is a sac or a wall that surrounds and anchors each hair into the skin. So when there's a weak hair follicle structure, this will predispose to leakage when there is an increased tension in it. Hormonal influences such as androgens can cause overproduction of the skin cells from the follicular wall. And when there's an increased sebum production, there's an oil gland attached to it. This will increase the oil gland production and will increase the pressure inside the hair follicle. And this, what happens next is the wall will leak and rupture sideways, and the contents leak out. The materials that leak out stimulates immune system, which is very intense, causing pus and tissue destruction. some of these remnants in the leaked material grew into interconnecting sinuses or tunnels between two nearby follicles that have ruptured. And these sinuses also continuously draining past discharge, either sideways or to the surface. And eventually the scars become hardened and form dense, rope-like structures. And it's very disfiguring.
Okay. And what happens to the hair in the follicle? Is the hair still there?
Yes, the hair may just drop off.
So it's already very weak, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it starts between puberty and the age of 40, which tells me it's very hormonally linked.
Yes.
Why is that? How?
Okay.
There are many conditions which are triggered by hormones. But,
yes.
What is it about the hormones here that's triggering? And let me just make this clear. Is this an autoimmune disease?
Yes.
It is an autoimmune disease.
It is partly, it's innate immunity. That means the body itself is trying to get rid of this past and inflammatory response and causing all these reactions.
Okay, sure. So puberty and 40, why is it? Is it very hormonally linked or can other things also trigger?
Okay, so the development of HS depends also on these androgen hormones. This is because the hair follicles is very sensitive to these hormones. We know for a fact that the onset of HS occurs around the puberty, especially in women, it flares premenstrually. And also, it improves with pregnancy and during breastfeeding and fades after menopause. So it is linked to these androgen hormones.
Yeah. Okay, and women seem to be more susceptible to this?
Yeah.
Because we are so hormonally strong, isn't it?
The hair follicles in women is thought to be hypersensitive to these androgen hormones.
Okay, so that's why we have a lot of it. Why does the disease get worse progressively for some people, and for some people it doesn't seem to be getting worse?
Well, there are a few reasons why HS can become worse. Let me try to tell you what can make it worse first, okay? So trauma, heat, humidity, sweating and friction can cause HS to be more active and producing more pus. So also, if you what we will suggest to patients is that they have to wear loose-fitting clothes so that to reduce the friction and avoid tight synthetic garments or do not pinch or squeeze the lesion, because all these can irritate the hair follicles further and causing the rupture of the follicles.
And that's what you want to avoid.
Yes.
The rupture of the hair follicle, yeah. Because then it's like a chain reaction. It just gets worse.
Yes.
It is not contagious, am I correct?
It is not contagious.
Which is a misconception.
It is, yes.
And it's not due to poor hygiene either.
It is not due to poor hygiene, you're right.
Okay. So what are the risk factors? Who is at risk of developing hidradenitis suppurativa?
Those who are overweight, that's why the hidradenitis suppurativa occurs at the areas of skin flexures. And also those that have dealt with a lot of sweat. Now they have a lot of sweat and humidity, especially in Malaysia. You can get more severe disease.
Okay. And predominantly women. Do men get it as well?
Yes, men can get it as well. But women is 3 times more prevalent than men.
And how do you treat it? Antibiotics or anti-acne drugs?
Okay. There are a few ways of treating the HS. We can divide it into general care, medical treatment, surgical treatment, and others. So to start with, there's no cure for HS. However, there are specific treatments that can bring the disease into temporary remission if treated early. In fact, there are now very effective treatment available, so patient must come and seek treatment from doctors. Okay, so first, to ease the HS, you can, number one, gently wash the affected area with mild non-soap cleansers. If there is odor, antibacterial soap can be used. Wash the areas with hands only and avoid using any sponges or wash clothes to avoid friction and irritation. Number two, as I said, reduce trauma, heat, humidity, sweating and friction. Number three, wear loose fitting clothing, cotton clothing, and underwear to prevent skin irritation. Again, patients with HS prefer to wear black and dark colored clothes because they want to hide the leakages. But try not to wear it too tight. They should not pinch or squeeze the lesions, and they have to they should diet to have an ideal weight and choose low glycemic load diet. They must stop smoking because all tobacco and nicotine promotes follicular plugging. Avoid shaving the affected areas to prevent, again, skin irritation. Mm-hmm. Avoid all perfume and deodorants on the affected areas, and perhaps they should join a support group. On medical point of view, treatment is tailored for each individual. In general terms, early HS is usually treated medically, whereas a more long-standing and severe hidradenitis suppurativa is usually can sometimes benefit from surgery as well, especially if there's only one or two areas affected. The medical treatments include topical and oral antibiotics, and sometimes combination of antibiotics, hormonal management, immunosuppressives like corticosteroids, cyclosporine, biologics. For surgical treatment, it's usually offered to patients with early localized lesions or persistent or more widely diseased and not controlled with medical treatment. The most important thing with surgery is that the leakage or the tunnel or the materials, the leakages must be removed, as these can grow into tunnels and have further discharges. Also, some suggest that they may have benefit from taking supplements like vitamin C and vitamin zinc. However, control studies with these agents are still lacking.
Okay. So if it is an autoimmune disease, does that mean stress and all of that needs to be under control avoid any triggers?
Yes. That's why we think that patient needs to de-stress themselves and come and find people with the same disease. So please join our support group and come to the Awareness Day that we're going to have on 20th of August in this year, 2016, in Hospital Kuala Lumpur.
Okay. So what are the symptoms? How will I know it is actually HS and not something else?
Okay. There are three diagnostic criteria that need to be fulfilled to establish this diagnosis. Number one, the typical lesions are deep, painful boils or abscesses or draining sinuses and thick bridging scars, and sometimes they have large open comedones or blackheads. Number two is typical areas or topography, where the areas are the armpits, the groin, around the anus, especially worse in men, buttocks and below and between the breasts. And number three, it must be persistent, recurring and long-lasting onset. The other thing is, if you have someone who has recurrent painful acne-like lesions on these areas and is discharging and is having odor, bad smell, most likely they have HS.
Okay. And can you do anything to prevent it?
There's no prevention, but once you have any of these signs, please come to see the doctor so that we can diagnose it correctly and treat it early so that we can prevent further complications. Okay. Like
if oral medication is a solution for some people, does that mean they have to be on oral medication for long periods of time?
HS, as I said, can eventually just resolve by itself. As I said, in women, they resolve when they have menopausal. And for men, sometimes it can last for many, many years. But HS, in a way, we don't know whether, you know, when they will start and recur and have...
So you're just treating the symptoms?
Yeah, treating the symptoms.
Occurs.
If they have many, many recurrences, they have to have long-term antibiotics. So that's why just going to have antibiotics, short courses of antibiotics, do not help with HS. And you need to see a dermatologist to get it diagnosed.
Okay. And if you don't get it diagnosed or treated, what happens?
They may get even severe lesions with discharging tunnels, and they can get these scars that is disfiguring. And even that, patient may have to come for surgical, and the scars is permanent, so you can't do anything much once they have scars.
Do you see many patients at your hospital?
I personally see about one or two per 3 or 4 months. And I believe that there are more patients out there. It's just that there's not enough awareness in Malaysia.
What sort of support do they need? I mean, based on the patients that you see, how do you help them cope with this condition?
Okay. As I mentioned earlier, HS patients usually shy away from the public and suffer in silence. Most of HS patients develop the disease when they are still young, and they're teenagers and their early 20s. Having such a terrible disease may affect their interpersonal relationships, self-esteem, perception of self-image and public image. They have to deal not just with the pain and discharge, but with depression and embarrassment. Because of this, patients are unable to do well in their exams, could not hold on to their jobs. So it is my hope that from this on, and when with the Awareness Day, HS patients will emerge and come forward, and we can see the patient and treat the patient better and give proper treatment so that they don't have to suffer further.
Okay. And how important is family support? Support from friends. I think that's crucial, isn't it, in this whole to help them through this journey.
Family members can help by supporting them emotionally and help them during exacerbations, perhaps in applying the dressings, washings and clothings. The support from family members are very important to avoid feeling of loneliness and depression. I find that patients find the situation with these disgusting lesions too complicated and too difficult to explain, and this makes them push people away. So I feel that in this case, HS awareness is very important so that patients can become more open about their disease, and they usually feel alone in their suffering and would like the possibility to meet other people with HS. So family members, please, if you have any family members with this disease, please bring them to this day so that we can meet each other and share our experiences and learn and gain knowledge on HS.
Okay, so this support group is set up by Persatuan Dermatology Malaysia, and the talk is on the 20th of
August.
August. How do we get in touch with you?
You can contact us on our Facebook, Hidradenitis Suprativa Support Group Malaysia, or you can go to Persatuan Dermatology Malaysia and click on our icon for support group, and there's an email that you can email to us, which is hidradenitissuprativa.my@gmail.com.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us
today. Thank you so much, Mira.
That was dermatologist Dr. Kartini Farrahim talking to us about hidradenitis suprativa, which is a chronic inflammatory skin disease. As I mentioned earlier, Karl Marx actually suffered from this. If you like more information, go online or go to the Persatuan Dermatology Malaysia, be a part of the support group, or join them on the 20th of August. Where is it being held, Dr. Kartini?
In Hospital Kuala Lumpur.
Kuala Lumpur. All right then. Thank you very much once again for joining us. This is The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.